One of the most important questions that we as Catholics can ask, if not the most important question that we can ask, is, will many be saved? Now, in light of this question, one of the most frightening preachers of it is St. Leonard of Port Maurice in his famous sermon, The Fewness of the Saved, a sermon that I've heard about for many, many, many years, but I've refused to read until now because I didn't want to hear what he had to say. And the things that he has to say are incredibly frightening. But then later on in another place, he answers the questions of what shall we do in light of this reality? We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, St. Leonard of Port Maurice was a famous Franciscan preacher. Let's hear from his very words. Brothers, because of the love I have for you, I wish I were able to reassure you with the prospect of eternal happiness by saying to each of you, you are certain to go to paradise. The greater number of Christians is saved, so you also will be saved. But how can I give you this sweet assurance if you revolt against God's decrees as though you were your own worst enemies? I observe in God a sincere desire to save you, but I find in you a decided inclination to be damned. So what will I be doing today if I speak clearly? I will be displeasing to you, but if I do not speak, I will be displeasing to God. Later on, he continues, but I will limit myself here to quoting Suarez, a famous theologian at the time. After consulting all the theologians and making a diligent study of the matter, he wrote, the most common sentiment which is held is that among Christians there are more damned souls than predestined souls. Later on, quoting the Savior himself, Jesus, to the question of the number of the saved, here is my answer. Strive to enter by the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Add the authority of the Greek and Latin fathers to that of the theologians, and you will find that almost all of them say the same thing. This is a sentiment of St. Theodore, St. Basil, St. Ephrem, and St. John Chrysostom. What is more, according to Baronius, it was a common opinion among the Greek fathers that this truth was expressly revealed to St. Simon Stylites, and that after this revelation, it was to secure his salvation that he decided to live on top of a pillar for 40 years, exposed to weather, a model of penance and holiness for everyone. Now, this particular saint, he really did that. I studied his life and found out that everything that they say about him, that he lived on a pillar, was absolutely true. In fact, the reason why I studied his life is because I was at this youth camp where one of the challenges was to climb a pillar, like a telephone pole, and I was incredibly frightened. The Holy Spirit inspired me and told me, pray to St. Simon Stylites, who I had heard of, but I thought his story was false. Well, then I prayed to him, was filled with this incredible courage, climbed the pillar like a little monkey, even though I'm afraid of heights. And when I stood at the top of it, this was like a 30-foot pillar, I felt like I was in ecstasy. And I don't normally climb pillars, nor do I normally go into ecstasy. So I knew that was sort of proof for me that this saint who did that was real, and I experienced his power in that moment. Let's continue. The following narrative from St. Vincent Ferrer will show you what you may think about it. He relates that an archdeacon in Lyon gave up his charge and retreated into a deserted place to do penance, and that he died the same day and hour as St. Bernard. After his death, he appeared to his bishop and said to him, "Know, Monsignor, that at the very hour I passed away, 33,000 people also died. Out of this number, Bernard and myself went up to heaven without delay. Three went to purgatory, and all the others fell into hell." That's less than 1%. And know that those numbers that he's talking about are real, that hundreds of thousands of people die per day. I'll put right here the number of people that die per hour and per day and per year. Staggering numbers of people die. And we have to ask if we're thinking Catholics, how many of these people, where do they go? Do they go to heaven, hell, or purgatory? Let's continue. A second example. One of our brothers, well known for his doctrine and holiness, was preaching in Germany. He represented the ugliness of the sin of impurity so forcefully that a woman fell dead of sorrow in front of everyone. Then, coming back to life, she said, "When I was presented before the tribunal of God, 60,000 people arrived at the same time from all parts of the world. Out of that number, 3 were saved by going to purgatory, and all the rest were damned." So we talk a lot about purgatory in this channel, but the question there should remain, can we even get there? The last quote from St. Leonard. That is why St. Thomas, the angelic doctor, after weighing all the reasons pro and con in his immense erudition, finally concludes that the greater number of Catholic adults are damned. He says, because eternal beatitude surpasses the natural state, especially since it has been deprived of original grace. It is the little number that are saved. Now, what's incredible about this sermon from St. Leonard is he doesn't just preach it from his zeal or just from his own visions or his own thoughts or his own opinions. He goes out of his way to quote a number of theologians, a number of different saints. This would not have been normal for any type of sermon, for any sermon now or then or even in the future. To do this amount of work would be the type of work that you would do for a book. In other words, before he said what he said, he wanted to be sure that what he was saying was authoritative and that he was not going outside of the bounds of what the church may say. So in response to all of this, what can we do? Now, let me quote to you from him something that he says in another place that when I heard it, I thought was shocking and more shocking than everything that I just read. And it's a response and an answer to the question, so what then? What do we do? Listen to this. St. Leonard of Port Maurice says, if you deliver one soul from purgatory, you can say with confidence, heaven is mine. That is just mind-blowing. When you consider that he is probably the strictest preacher on salvation that we have, you know, if you want to scare anyone, you go to him and you have to take him seriously because he's a canonized saint. And then he says that. He didn't say 2 souls in purgatory. He didn't say 1,000. He didn't say that. He said one. If you deliver one soul in purgatory, you can count yourself among the saved. So it's not so much that we're doing them a favor. They are doing us a favor. They are our ticket into heaven. And all of us today, maybe right now, stop the video, go to a cemetery and hug that grave, weep on it, and thank them for the opportunity to pray for them. And you pray for them as if your life depends on it, because it does. Your salvation depends on this. And if you have done this, do not presume on being saved. It is because of them. It is because of this incredible act of charity, the highest form of charity that you can possibly show another human being, that not only are the souls in purgatory obtaining for you material blessings, spiritual blessings, protection from all types of horrendous evil that is out there, the conversion and protection of your family, all types of unbelievable blessings that you should get on your knees for the rest of your life and thank them for, but it is because of them that you're going to be in that 1%. That is unbelievably mind-blowing. If this doesn't encourage your devotion to the souls in purgatory, if it has waned a little bit, if the month of November was difficult, this should point you and say, you are doing God's will. You are doing something that is pleasing to the Lord. And when you get to heaven, despite all your sins, despite your wretchedness, despite you deserving to be damned, because of the souls in purgatory that you have saved, from the lips of one of the strictest preachers in our faith, he says, with confidence, you can say, heaven is mine. Praise the Lord that we have come to know this beautiful devotion. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, just say a prayer for me. Thank you, souls in purgatory, that we can pray for you. Support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee, subscribe, like, you know what to do. I'll see you in the next one.